I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Faggy, let's hit him big time.
It's Tuesday somewhere, so you know what that means. It's Taco Tuesday!
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
The Texans don't have a Monday night game this year, but I felt like I was watching the Houston Texans yesterday. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Texans actually play Thursday night. We're going to have tickets for you. 45 after the hour, every hour, right here on Sports Radio 610. Allow me to explain myself.
Yes, sir.
ESPN sure as hell doesn't want the Texans on their Monday night rotation, but they do have the Detroit Lions, who are in somewhat of a similar situation because they're rebuilding. That's the long-term mindset of the Lions and the Texans. I think the short-term mindset was on display yesterday, and we kind of saw it Sunday, and I think it carried into Monday. If you opened up the newspaper, if you still subscribe to that.
Wait a minute, what?
Or you clicked on ESPN.com and you clicked on the NFL scores, you would look at the score and you would say, good Lord, the Packers handled the Lions relatively easily. 35-17, that seems like a pretty easy W for Aaron Rodgers and company. Aaron Jones with four touchdowns. First guy to do that since Marshall Faulk back in the Rams days. So you would say that and you would say, well, Green Bay handled their business.
Yeah.
But if you watch the game and you know what the talent level is of the Green Bay Packers, who were a possession away from going to the Super Bowl last year, and the Detroit Lions, who are in a rebuild, the Lions actually played pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
But just like the Texans, when you have inferior talent, your margin for error is so small that one small mistake gives you virtually no chance to win a game, and a lot of times ish hits the fan. Detroit had the ball in the third quarter, trailing 21-17 with 5:57 remaining in the third, and they were on the Green Bay 25. They decided that they were going to go for it on fourth and one instead of kicking the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they missed that fourth and one, the wheels fell off. And that's kind of the situation that we're in right now with the Houston Texans, where process outweighs results. That's where we find ourselves, where the margin of error because of talent is so low that even the smallest thing that good teams, maybe Texans teams of the past, can overcome. Teams like the Detroit Lions and teams like the Houston Texans just cannot. I kind of feel like I was watching kind of a representation of what 2021 Houston Texans football has been like with the Andre Roberts muff and stuff, and what it's going to be like moving forward the final 15 games of the season.
That's a great point. The thing about it is when you look at what the Lions are doing, when you look at what the Jets are doing, Jacksonville, this is where my mind went this morning as I'm watching, reading things and getting ready for the show and stuff. Would you agree there are five teams that are undeniably in rebuild mode? That would be the Lions, the Jets, the Giants, the Jaguars, and the Texans. Is there anybody I'm missing?
Yes. I think the Jags, though, I think they're kind of in denial on it now. And I was in denial at the start of the year as well.
Yeah, but there are five teams that undeniably are in rebuild mode. of those five teams, this is what I was thinking about. Where would you rank where they are in their rebuild? Because I think the Texans are fifth. You know, I think obviously the Lions are in a good spot. I'm with
you. Two first-round picks next year.
By the way, they were winning that game until Aaron Rodgers did just a ridiculously good – made a ridiculously good play to get them going. The Lions were winning that game, you know, midway through. So the Lions are in a better spot. Would you say the Jets are in a better spot?
Yes, they have who they believe is their quarterback, although now is probably not the time that to say that in New York after four interceptions.
Jags. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely, for sure.
The one that I was kind of going back and forth with the Texans is the Giants. Are they in a better spot than the Texans?
Well, they got two first-round picks next year. Yeah. So I would say yes.
Yeah. So I'm walking away from this week two of the NFL thinking, yeah, you know, obviously there's the Deshaun Watson capital that you're going to have to receive. But even beyond that, when you look at the roster, you know, we can get excited about plays. We can get excited about, you know, David Culley's attitude and just sort of the way the team is rallying around him and all that. But they still haven't even really started their rebuild. That the Texans truly have not started, like actually started. I mean, they talk about the process and maybe they've started that and the ideas and the philosophies. But actually rebuilding this team with the second or third oldest team in the NFL.
Second.
No real draft capital, you
Not
know,
yet.
To speak of. And 30 guys or more on one-year contracts. It hit me like a cold bucket of water. I mean, the Texans, of the five teams that are rebuilding, haven't really even started theirs yet in earnest. That's humbling.
It's really humbling. I mean, and that's just kind of the card yeah. that's dealt. And I yeah. do think, you know, there was a high that I enjoyed. I enjoyed it for six quarters into the season.
Yeah.
I felt like they might actually pull off the upset in Cleveland. And then it just kind of comes tumbling down. And I think that's kind of the reality of a situation is that as a season goes on, injuries can wear a squad down. And the margin for error, it goes back to the margin for error. There are some teams that can overcome an injury. There are some teams that can, you know, even afford to lose their quarterback for a game or two or three or something like that, and they can tread water. Texans just aren't there. The margin for error is very, very low, but there is a game on Thursday night. Again, we're going to get you those tickets throughout the course of the day. 45 after the IRB list, and it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday here on Sports Radio 610. Texans versus the Carolina Panthers, who John has done some digging into where exactly the Carolina Panthers are. They're one of the elite defenses in the NFL. We'll give you some numbers coming up in 8 minutes. And my gosh, another wet dream ruined by Spencer Tillman. Like, this is why we can't have nice things around here. I don't know what is going on with him, but my God. We'll tell you what Spencer's latest antics are.
He explained the last one really well.
This one he can't. This one he can't. We'll hear what Spencer Tillman said in 7 minutes. God bless the guy. Also, what does the number 42 mean to you? If I say the number 42.
Jackie Robinson.
Figgy, what does 42 mean to you?
I was about to say Jackie Robinson,
too. You weren't going to say Kevin Willis? Disrespect no. right there.
Yeah, I think Jackie had a slightly better career.
You know what the number 42 means today?
What?
42 days until November 2nd. You know what November 2nd is?
Yes, I do.
It is the NFL's trade deadline. Trade deadline is in November 2nd. Now, we talk about this speculation with Deshaun Watson, and a lot of people want to put it to rest. But Chris Mortensen of ESPN yesterday said, keep an eye on November 2nd because this two-way injury in Miami, it is relevant. The Dolphins have still been keeping in touch with the Texans, and now that they've actually seen Tua get hurt in week two of the season, don't know how serious it is, keep an eye on November 2nd because after that day comes and goes,
That's it.
A foregone conclusion. There's not going to be any speculation.
Yeah.
The speculation will be put on hold till after the season.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have the legal process in February. Then you're going to have the draft in April. So 42 days from now, that's when the trade deadline is. So Jackie Robinson, you can stand in line just for a day behind the trade deadline because 42 trade deadline is what that means. Here, Deshaun Watson, we got to keep an eye on that. And we're also going to get to know his other half. I had no idea about his other half.
Yeah.
We've gotten to know the Sparkle Princess, Carlos Correa's other half. We're going to get to know Deshaun Watson's other half. And the Hollywood and
it made
what
me think
I've been
of
saying
a,
for a while, it might make some sense to you when you hear this at 10:40. I promise you that.
It made me think of a certain song.
By Kanye?
Yeah.
Was there a Ray Charles sample in it?
Yeah, there was.
There was a Ray Charles sample in it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not the best of looks. On the November 2nd trade deadline, that's why the Tyrod Taylor injury just looms over this team as a cloud, because it was reported yesterday, right after we got off the show, I guess, wasn't it? Anyway, it was reported yesterday.
Yes.
He's going to be out 4 weeks projected. That's bad, because let's say he comes back in 5 weeks. That leaves you about a week or 8 days or thereabouts until the trade deadline. And so you have to start those wheels turning even more than they already have been now, because I don't think anybody here is going to project 4 wins in the next week.
No, I'm not. And the other thing that I wonder about this is if we are in this process that we just spoke of, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, I don't expect anything from Davis Mills. If you watch Davis Mills practice, you don't expect him to look good when he's on the field. I'm sorry. Tim Kelly is going to have to get creative. The Texans are going to have to get creative. They're going to have to do some things to hide Davis Mills not being ready. But if there is even an ounce of improvement, like if there's week-to-week improvement in Davis Mills in 4 games from now, let's say that Tyrod Taylor misses the 4 games that were reported by Ian Rappaport. If he misses the 4 games, if there is improvement, and let's say Davis Mills is looking better, 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 and you keep getting more and more encouraged, tell me, because this is always what I ask, what is the payoff? That's the question I ask about when discussing anything. What is the payoff to taking Davis Mills out of the lineup and putting Tyrod Taylor in the lineup? Let's say you're 1-5. What exactly is the point of bringing Tyrod Taylor back in and replacing him with Davis Mills? Is it just like a loyalty thing? Because to me, it would be more important for Davis Mills to improve, even if he's going to be your backup next year. Even if you're going to draft another quarterback and you don't feel like Davis Mills is going to be your starter, if he's going to be your backup, because he's going to be under contract 3 years after this, why not get him better equipped and better prepared to maybe even have a quarterback competition next year?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you stop that progress to bring in Tyrod Taylor when Tyrod Taylor probably isn't part of the long-term plan?
Well, he won't
and
be.
He's not going to be here in 2022. I mean, do you do that?
This is his 11th year. He won't be. Realistically, you don't. But I think the Texans will. I think they have a team. I hate to say it, but it's true. They have a team to market and try to sell to fans and as some sort of team that's going to be competitive and try to win games and all that. And I think they will. And that's why, like, it goes back to what my first point was, is, you know, if you're really trying to get a deal done, you've already been trying, you ramp it up even more and you kick tires everywhere, because that trade deadline is going to be bearing down on you. Then otherwise Deshaun Watson's just going to be sitting all the way to the end of the year.
And I don't mind him sitting. We're going to get to know Deshaun Watson's other half. You really don't want to miss that in 23 minutes. I think I've cracked a case, and I've suspected this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
With this new regime, with this new way of doing things, we like to play follow the source here, because we like to educate our listeners on where information's coming from, because different media types get different information from different types of people. It was very clear Albert Breer was getting his information directly from Bill O'Brien.
Correct.
As was Peter King, and we're kind of trying to grasp this. And we know Nick Caserio likes to keep it close to the vest, but we suspected this, and I think it was confirmed. Jack Easterby has Ian Rappaport on speed dial.
You think?
Yes. Listen to how this tweet was worded by Ian Rappaport when he talked about Tyrod Taylor. Texans QB Tyrod Taylor is considered week-to-week with a hamstring injury, and injured reserve is a possibility. Houston's selection of Davis Mills will prove valuable as he steps into the national spotlight versus the Panthers and beyond. Prove valuable?
Prove valuable.
How do we know that?
That's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time.
I think you can follow the source there. Rappaport, Jack, I might know for a fact,
yeah,
is on speed dial from the bald one.
It's almost as if he's acknowledging that he's the answer. Oh, yeah. Just wait now. Now the curtain is going to be unveiled. He's going to be proved valuable. So that's a good point by you. I didn't even notice that when I read that tweet.
We will get to know Davis Mills tomorrow, courtesy of his head coach, David Shaw. Might get a lot of you excited, so we'll get into that. But coming up, the Texans are facing one of the best defenses in the NFL. But according to someone in this town, the Texans have one of the best in the game calling plays. Another wet dream ruined by Spence next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Second down and four, the Browns 22. Taylor under center, fakes the give on the end around. Now dumps it off Lindsey, right side, 20, 15, 10, Lindsey, 5, Lindsey to the goal line. He's in! Rock and roll! Touchdown, Houston!
Tim Kelly with the gym. We've been talking very good about Timmy K.
And he should. We should be.
Well, should we be?
Yeah, he's had a great start to the year.
Another wet dream ruined by Spencer Tillman. We'll hear about that in a sec. The man who called Nick Caserio the best GM of the last 10 years, he has outdone himself. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. This Carolina defense, you think about the best defenses in the NFL, and it is early. You don't necessarily think about the Carolina Panthers, but they do have 10 sacks through two games. They are playing some really, really good ball. They are unbeaten heading into Thursday night's game. And you have some numbers that just kind of show what Davis Mills, Tim Kelly, and this Texans offense could be going against on Thursday night when the Panthers come to town.
Yeah.
What game you'll hear right here on Sports Radio 610.
We all hear about those welcome to the NFL moments. Davis Mills may well get that welcome to the NFL moment on Thursday night through two games. So qualify it that way, two games. The Panthers have the NFL's number one ranked defense, number one in the NFL. They lead the league in yards allowed per game, just 190, points allowed per game, 10.5, passing yards allowed per game, 143.5, rushing yards allowed per game, 46.5, sacks, 10, quarterback hits, 21, and defensive third down percentage, just 25. Just to reiterate, they pretty much lead the NFL through 2 weeks in everything. Like every significant defensive category, the Panthers are coming to town just frothing at the mouth. That's impressive. I don't care if it's two games or 10 games. I mean, that's incredible.
And I wonder, you know, you talk about the preparation. I think Davis Mills came into the perfect situation in Cleveland. I get the line of thinking that, oh, he got thrown to the Wolves early, yada, yada, yada. I get it. But Cleveland didn't know he was coming. And he was preparing for that Cleveland defense.
No time to think.
Whether you're a backup or anything.
Or overthink.
You are preparing for that defense. That's what Davis Mills was doing. He was preparing for that defense. He was watching the same tape Tyrod Taylor was.
Yeah.
When they went in the locker room, nobody knew Tyrod Taylor wasn't coming back out there. So Cleveland was fresh off the field, seeing Tyrod Taylor not have his way with that defense, but do some pretty good things against that defense. He scored with his feet. He scored with his arm. They were preparing for Tyrod Taylor, and then all of a sudden, whoop, Davis Mills comes out there. They haven't been preparing for this guy. They've been preparing for Tyrod, and Davis Mills has no time to think. He goes out there.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have a situation where the number one defense in the league, again, through 2 weeks, is preparing for Davis Mills, and Davis Mills is having all the time in the world to think he's going to be prime time, all that. And we didn't expect Davis Mills to play this early. I think this is a – I don't want to say this is like the worst situation for Davis Mills, but I think Carolina is one of those teams that maybe we should start keeping a closer eye on in the NFL, because Matt Rhule is very respected. They're doing what they do. And, oh, by the way, you're talking about a Texans defense that they've done more than any of us could expect.
Yeah.
I got to give them all the credit in the world, especially with the talent that they have. They've done more than anyone could expect. But they got some serious threats on Carolina when it comes to Christian McCaffrey. We already know what he can do, running the ball, catching the ball out of the backfield. DJ Moore, another guy who can take the top off of defense. Robbie Anderson. Carolina, Terrace Mitchell from LSU, a very, very underrated guy. Probably could have gone first round if it hadn't been for some other stuff that teams took into account, as well as just playing the wide receiver position and wide receivers already going early. This is a very underrated team coming to town. Levy Smith's going to have his hands full. I think Tim Kelly's going to have his hands even more full, because as good as he's done, he's now going to have to keep in mind that he doesn't have Tyrod Taylor. He has Davis Mills. So Tyrod being able to see things early on and Tyrod being able to do what he's been doing, Davis Mills just is not going to be able to do that. Even if he was the best rookie quarterbacks are going to go through growing pains. And this is a guy that none of us expected to be ready at this certain time going against this defense that you just laid out.
And I think the two statistics that are, you know, most daunting, and the ones that the Texans have to answer, obviously are sacks and quarterback hits. 21 quarterback hits and 10 sacks. But the other one is the Panthers get off the field on third down. The Texans going into last week, even yesterday, were one of the top teams in the NFL in third down conversion. So if they get possession of the ball more often and the Texans can't convert the third downs, that could be a long night with what you mentioned, McCaffrey and all the other weapons that they have. And frankly, you know, Sam Darnold, you know, playing pretty good football as well.
One of the surprising cuts in the NFL this year was Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick went from the Cardinals to the Carolina Panthers. They have Chandler Jones, who's obviously one of the best in the league, and they signed J.J. Watt. So Hassan Reddick, who had a really, really good season last year, Carolina picked him up, and he's already third in the NFL in sacks with three. He has three sacks. Last year he had 12.5. So you're facing one of the best, most underrated pass rushers in the NFL. Marcus Cannon, he's been good for the Texans at right tackle, but who knows how his body reacts to playing two games in 11 days. And Laremy Tunsil limped off the field last game. We'll get an update from David Coley at 11 and figure out what exactly he's doing. But the one thing I will say, as much as we're talking about this Panthers defense, we love the job that Tim Kelly's done.
Yeah.
He's done an excellent job.
Third down, I just mentioned it. They were among the leaders in the NFL on third down conversions, and that's going to be tested big time.
But as much as we're praising Tim Kelly, we might need to tap the damn brakes. I think Tim Kelly looks fantastic without B.O.B. But Spencer Tillman, the same man who said Nick Caserio did one of the best GM jobs of the last 10 years, he had this to say yesterday when he was on with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. And another wet dream. This is why we can't have nice things around here. Another wet dream ruined by old Spencer.
And I thought Tim Kelly, this started last year about week 7. I saw a renaissance take place in the way he calls and designs plays. Tim Kelly is one of the, I would say, a top 5 play caller right now in this league.
Dude, I love the job Tim Kelly's done. But can we tap the brakes before we start calling him one of the 5 best play callers in the NFL? Do you realize what you're saying when you say stuff like that?
I would say a top 5 play caller right now in this league.
Come on, man.
Like, we're trying to praise Tim Kelly.
Come on, man.
And you're saying stuff like that?
Come on, man.
Come on, dude. Like, what are we doing here?
I'm thinking.
What are we doing, Spence?
I mean, what do all these, I mean, what does Andy Reid have to say about that, you know?
Sean McVay.
Yes.
Kyle Shanahan.
Matt LaFleur. I mean, you know, just off the top of your head. Hey, look, he's done. I don't want to downplay the
job. No, I'm not trying to. Brian Daboll, you've done good in Buffalo, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I forgot about him.
Move over.
Move over.
Greg Roman's doing all right. We're going to have to leave one of those guys out. Like, can we tap the brakes a little bit, Spencer? Like, I'm really trying to embrace Tim Kelly and the job he's done. But when you say stuff like that,
if I'm trying to give some benefit of the doubt because truly.
John, he backpedaled on the Casario comment, but that was clear as day.
Yeah.
Come on.
Top five play caller in the NFL.
Come on, man. Like, come on, Spence. You're ruining wet dreams here. Texans Ticket Tuesday coming up at 45 after the hour. Be listening for the cue to call. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to Thursday. Figgy, myself, Lopez will be out there tailgating. It is Thursday night football. It's going to be fun. And remember, we are all in this together. 42 days from now, the Deshaun Watson speculation will be put to bed. Plus, there's a massive day in the life of Deshaun Watson involving his better half. Let's try to get to know her. Tread lightly, though. Next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Inspirity.com. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
First of all, let me just start off and just say this before I get asked. Deshaun Watson will be deactivated this week, just like he has been for the first two ball games. As far as Tyrod goes, at this point right now, it's day to day. You know, he's getting an MRI. He's been looked at. We'll just see later on this afternoon how it is and how it is, you know, what happens, and we'll just take it day to day with him. If he's able to go and ready to go, he'll play.
That's Texans head coach David Coley with an update on Deshaun Watson.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
And we also have a couple of other updates. We'll hear from David Coley coming up in 23 minutes, but he has made it official. Tyrod Taylor not going to play Thursday. We already knew that. We've been anticipating that. We've been talking about Davis Mills, but it is officially official now. None of that "we'll have to see how it goes" crap. He makes that official. And Danny Amendola, a guy who can be a quarterback's best friend, the dump-off, not going to play either. It is likely that Anthony Miller, who Nick Caserio traded with for this offseason, will be the guy in the slot primarily. Also could see some elevation from the practice squad in regards to Chris Moore or something like that. But no Tyrod Taylor, no Danny Amendola. Some other guys questionable heading into the game, which is two sleeps from now.
Jordan Vesey would be the other candidate that they may call up.
Who?
Jordan Vesey, the wide receiver. Chris Moore among those that could come up.
Jordan who?
Jordan Vesey. Interesting to note, the Texans still have only two quarterbacks available for Thursday night as we sit here. So they're going to have to work some sort of emergency quarterback situation into an abbreviated week of practice. They have to. I mean, you only have two. And you were a whisper away last week from what he thought might be Mark Ingram running the Wildcat. I would have thought Amendola would be a candidate, you know, at that point. Maybe Brandon Cooks. But they have to, they're going to have to spend practice time in these next, well, today, because tomorrow's going to be more walkthrough stuff, to get an emergency quarterback ready as well.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. We'll hear what else David Culley had to say coming up at 11 o'clock. 42 days from now, it is the trade deadline. Deshaun Watson, if he's not traded, that puts it to rest. And it'll be a foregone conclusion. Deshaun Watson will not play football in 2021. But tomorrow's a big day for Deshaun. I had no idea.
Really?
Apparently his girlfriend, Jillian Nice, is dropping a music video. I didn't know she sang.
There you go.
I had no idea. And I wanted to, because I didn't know that. I felt like I was doing a disservice to our listeners because I didn't know.
What has she released so far?
What his girl did. She has a couple of music videos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd call her like a poor woman's Rihanna.
Okay.
Kind of. That type of thing. A little bit
what
more
rap. What else does she have in common with Rihanna?
She sticks her tongue out in pictures.
She does.
She does like the horns in pictures.
Okay.
A little bit of that.
Party on.
Other than that, not much. Especially when it comes to the music.
Okay. All right.
This was Deshaun's girl. We're going to get to know her. This was her talking about facials. This was during the quarantine. This was actually when the...
About what?
Facials.
Oh.
Not those kinds.
What? I just said... I couldn't hear you.
This was actually, ironically, this was during the quarantine.
Okay.
This was when Deshaun was allegedly getting all those. Actually, he's acknowledged he was getting all those massages.
Yeah.
This was her talking about face products and facials as we get to know Deshaun Watson's other half in anticipation of her music video dropping tomorrow.
Okay. I always, always take my makeup off. That is another key importance to having clear skin. Not drinking soda. I don't drink any soda because the days I do, I try to have a sip of like root beer or anything. A pimple's like, hey, bitch, pepperoni pizza all over your face. And yeah, no, no, thank you. But I'm also getting facials a lot. Facials have helped me. Obviously, we're quarantined. I know that. So we can't really go to our facial person. But once this is all over, I highly recommend getting a facial like once a month, once every 4 or 5 weeks. Definitely on my list of things to do right after this quarantine is over.
Why didn't she Why didn't she just go to Instagram and like hit up random people to get a facial?
Yeah, I mean, that precedent has been set.
Yeah.
I'm activated and I'm ready to go.
Why didn't she do that?
Maybe she did. She didn't say she didn't.
It's a weird life because the whole like Instagram model lifestyle is just crazy because maybe I'm just getting too old, but it's like you don't have a TV show. And you have all these fans, and the followings are second to none, and the money that you can earn is like impressive. I'm not knocking it. I just don't understand what has to be done for someone to become an obsessive fan over an Instagram model. Because it's really just pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It's like stories, and I'm confused as to what causes that to happen. And it's a generational thing. It's a generational thing. This is one of my first tastes of I don't have a clue why this is such a big deal.
Are the kids these days?
Don't get it. This is my kids these days moment as we get to know Deshaun Watson's other half in anticipation of her music video dropping tomorrow. And I only knew it because Deshaun put it on his Instagram story. This is just the type of obsessive fans that they get. This is Watson's girl, Jillie. I guess she's doing a Q&A with her fans.
Right.
What do all your tattoos read? P.S. I'm obsessed with you. Well, thank you, babes.
Oh, God. God. Oh, this is so bad.
Well, it's about to get worse.
It's so bad.
It's about to get worse.
Would you take her home to mom?
She seems like, I mean, she has a pretty good family, man. She's from here. She's got... Yeah. Yeah, because I went on a like a binge of like her YouTube. There was like she...
So you're the reason. You're the reason that you're the Insta fan.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel.
Shout out to the Sparkle Princess, Daniela Rodriguez. Got to be expecting sometime soon. But like she seems to have come from a nice family and she does her Instagram thing. But let's get to know her even more.
Okay.
Because what is the thing that I said about Deshaun Watson after he signed the contract that wasn't very popular around here?
That he started to be, you were.
He got Hollywood.
Yeah, you were at the very front of that.
Kind of got a little bit materialistic, I thought. He started idolizing Leonardo DiCaprio from Wolf of Wall Street, putting pictures of him up as if that's something strive to be. The guy who gave his check to cafeteria workers, wrote a self-help book, all that type of stuff. Just he started becoming kind of a materialistic tool bag.
Yeah, all the pictures, speaking of Insta with Ferraris.
This is in hindsight. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Let's get to know his girl. They've been together for about a couple of years now. Let's just get to know her and how she became a really, really big deal in a world I don't understand, but she became a really big deal and she became a big part of the Houston Texans quarterback. Let's just do a little start and pause here, getting to know Deshaun Watson's other half.
I do music. I'm a musician, and you guys may know me from Instagram, YouTube, and a lot more stuff. I've been doing music all my life. I started doing music at the age of like 4 or 5 years old. I did dance at 2, so I've been doing dance, like performing, for as long as I can remember. I started doing Instagram. I got with a group of people who were doing skits and everything at the time, and that blew me up. The first time I ever got a big check was when I first signed with SAG, and I was doing acting as well. That was my very first big check. It came in the mail, and it had the little, like, clear part where you could see my name and, you know, payment too. And so when I opened it, you know, I won't disclose the amount, but I was like, oh, snap, this is for me. And mind you, this was when I still wasn't paying my rent. So I was like, oh, all this money is going to me. Oh, snap, I'm rich. I wasn't paying for my gas yet in my car. I wasn't buying groceries yet. I was still calling daddy to put money on my debit card. So I was like, all this is mine. My mom was like, so how about you pay your rent now? I was like, can y'all give me one more year? I blew up super fast on Instagram, like, crazy fast, like unheard of fast. I did like 2 million followers in 6 months. It was crazy. It was ridiculous. And since then, I've just been hustling, doing my music, and, you know, building my music portfolio, dropping projects, dropping songs, and dropping videos. And that's why I'm here. When I moved to LA, I didn't.
This was 2 years ago, and she said she had 2 million on Instagram. She's just at 2.6.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think it would be more if it was like 2 million 2 years ago?
A lot
ago?
Of followers, man.
No, it's a lot. No, she's making bread. That's congrats on the hustle.
Yeah, I don't you know, lament or disparage anyone.
No. Get your hustle on.
Making their money.
Get your hustle on.
It just hits you weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's just weird, man.
It's a weird life, and it just seems like Deshaun's kind of I don't know. It's strange. Let's get to know Julie a little bit more as she drops a bag courtesy of BET.
I didn't have no money. My parents were paying my rent. You know, they were paying my bills. My lights and water was working because of my parents. Thank you, Mommy and Daddy. Appreciate you. Shout out to y'all. Whenever I needed to go eat, I would call Daddy and be like, can you put $100 on the car? You feel me?
$100 to eat? $100? But where are you eating?
Why wasn't she living
Charles
at home?
Well.
She moved to L.A., the Instagram stuff.
Live at home till you get some money, man.
Well, she was apparently making it, but she was still getting it. $100 to eat?
This is not
the
best look.
Where the hell are you eating at?
Yeah.
I needed some groceries and stuff. But that's when, you know, I was like, look, I can't be doing this. Even though I was 18, I still felt like that was a okay age to be asking Mommy and Daddy for money still. I was like, this is getting out of control. And the second check that I got was when money really started picking up.
Ooh, okay.
That was actually from YouTube.
Okay.
It was like 5 figures. It was. That was my first one, though. That wasn't like recent. And that's when I moved. I definitely moved into a really, really nice place. That Ooh. Rent went up.
Nice.
And I'll be so quick to go get my brother a Gucci backpack, the newest Gucci hoodies, my mom purses, all designer, my dad, all beautiful ass sweatsuits and everything. A lot of stuff I buy myself. I love purses. I do. It's like I just bought a new Louis purse the other day. It's super, super cute. It's like a little box with a mirror inside. It's cute. Don't try to cop that. So I think, you know, when you buy jewelry and you buy yourself like nice pieces and like, you know, nice stuff, you kind of be like, okay, this is dope. Except for when that big old chunk of money come out your bank account. A bitch got to keep having money, you feel me? Because you be swiping. Oh, one of the funniest things is also being social media big is...
Dude,
come on, man. I'm looking at...
Are y'all surprised?
You know what, Figgy? That's a great point. But
this is not surprising at all.
Is this normal? Like, is this what we're at right now?
Yes, this is normal. This is
see, because I just like the whole like in this look. I'm comparing a guy, but I just like the whole Patrick Mahomes. I've been with this girl since junior high. She's been taking pictures of me back to my JV basketball games. She's riding and dying. Like it just.
We all like that though.
Yeah, but damn,
it's a
man.
Bunch of girls like this. Man.
I don't know this life.
I don't
know this life, bro.
And
I'll be honest, I'm dumb as hell on this. I do not know this life.
Jilly, make your money, man. But what I'm surprised at, what Figgy just asked, is this is like if you're advising Deshaun Watson, you can maybe, you know, see this girl, but let's keep it a little bit under wraps here, given everything that's going on.
This was 2 years ago.
No, but
in fairness, this was
two years ago. But the not the videos
still flashing,
and the
yeah,
and the parties
flossing.
And
like,
the birthday.
I just don't know that flossing is like a good thing for Deshaun's brand.
I'm
right
talking about
now.
Like the birthday on the beach with the champagne and all that
squeezing
stuff.
Squeezing booty and all that.
Yeah, just keep it a little. Look, you live your life. But just keep it a little under wraps.
Yeah, you have to kind of keep it a little.
One other thing, real quick.
Keep going.
And this is my, the kids these days, you know, moments. You had yours a second ago. This is mine. Call me old school. Call me old fashioned. I get that occasionally men and women, they have an affair or they have a bad moment and they do something stupid with another, you know, another person and all that. But when you're... How does this girl, this is the total dad in me. How does this girl, like, ignore everything that Deshaun Watson
does?
Let's
be honest. In the least amount of what he could have done, he's acknowledged that he was having constant consensual sex.
Dozens of times.
He's acknowledged that.
Rusty Harden
has said as much. He's acknowledged that.
How do you all of a sudden have this deep relationship, allegedly, when you know all that? You don't think all that. You know all that.
Paper.
I know.
Paper.
I understand.
Paper.
But it just doesn't resonate.
I don't understand.
She's trying to make a career herself.
I don't understand the difference between the Benz and the Bentley. At what point do you draw the line and say, okay, I'm going to roll in a Benz.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to roll in a Bentley. But there is that line. Here's some more getting to know. We're going to give you Texans tickets. Coming up shortly. Be listening for the cue to call coming up in the next few minutes. But here's some more with Deshaun's other half.
Is the simple fact that people want to label you as an Instagram model, when the funny thing is, Instagram doesn't pay me. Instagram has never sent me a check. Companies pay me. I have endorsement deals by companies to post pictures because of my following. All my posting, I am making bread. Every last post I make bread.
Oh.
Just because I'm not clocking in and clocking out of somewhere, just because I don't work a 9-to-5, doesn't mean I'm not working. I make more than a 9-to-5, and
Where have we heard that before?
Oh,
where have we heard that before?
I make more than a 9-to-5.
You know what? They're the perfect
match. Is that
match.
Where it came from?
You know what? They're the
wow.
perfect couple.
I make more than the 9-to-5. Good for you.
Putting down weight because we need those people who work 9-to-5s. We need the people in every aspect. But at the same time, it's just like, don't shame me because I'm making six figures off of Instagram. And that's only partial. That's not everything else. I have also more six figures on YouTube. Oh. But I mean, I'm gonna just keep it lit. So after blowing up on Instagram, I really have, you know, been spending crazy money. I mean, you know, Louis shoes, Rolexes, Cartier, you know, stuff like that. Because I mean, what girl doesn't love
diamonds? This is Deshaun.
But I mean, let me tell you something. Lace fronts ain't cheap. Getting your nails done every week,
cheap?
And I didn't
lace fronts.
Oh,
dude,
lace
this
fronts.
This is Deshaun,
cheap.
Bro. This is Deshaun. Like, it makes sense. I'm not perfect.
That's
fine. But, like, what I was saying, like, a year ago or so, this is Deshaun. Like, the whole cafeteria workers, here's the check, the whole, like, self-help book, that ain't him no more.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that takes away anything on the field. This is Deshaun Watson, though. This is him. You're hearing it right here. This is him. This is the company that he keeps. This is Deshaun Watson. If you like it, if you think it's I'm not even hating. I am pulling back the curtain and letting you know what Deshaun Watson is right now, who he spends his time with, and what Deshaun Watson values. He values that. That's what he values.
Soulmate. In a sense.
Perfect.
in a sense, they're soulmates based on that and what we now know of Deshaun Watson. It just makes me cringe to hear her say these things. Make your money, man. Make your money. Do what you need to do to have a living. But it still just makes me cringe. And I'll go back to the point, like a lot of textures, it's the money, John. It's the money, John. Like you said, yes, I understand that. And if this is the old dad in me or whatever, like how do you live with yourself?
That wasn't the brand.
And that wasn't Deshaun that we knew.
That was not the brand that we were sold. That's the thing. Like if you come into the league like Deion Sanders,
yeah,
and you're saying,
yeah,
man, if they would have drafted me, I would have asked for so much they'd had to put me on layaway. That's one thing. This just wasn't the brand. It's a new brand.
Yeah.
So it's a new guy. So the guy that we thought he was, that's not him. That's not any like blanket statement on what happened or what didn't happen in regards to the legal stuff. That's going to play out. But as far as like what I was talking about before, like materialistic, all that, this is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it, and a lot of people will be willing to take it 42 days till the trade deadline.
I also understand there's thousands and thousands of people like that. I was going to say women, but guys can do the same thing and just try to, you know, basically, you know, scavenge, whatever you want to call it. Someone
if
else
a guy get a lot of money, they're going to attract women like this, and they'll fall for it.
Yeah, that's good.
And that, though, to be
they
a
might
woman,
be perfect.
To be a woman like that,
it's just what it is.
I think if she didn't just gold dig, for lack of a better way to put it, she could make a living just being, you know, an attractive, we'll find out how talented, you know, person.
Yeah.
But why do you, how do you look yourself in the mirror, man?
Video drops tomorrow. Coming up, David Culley. He gave us some big news earlier. Let's hear what else he had to say. No Tyrod Taylor, no Danny Amendola. What else next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.